You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap, and I'm delighted to be joined by Dan, who I've been speaking to today. He's from the Gandemonium blog, and he's written something today. Well, he's a Sutton United fan, and it's a Sutton United blog, Gandemonium, and he's written something in the last couple of days about the situation that the Sutton United have got themselves into with the sponsorship deal. So he's agreed to come on and have a chat about it further. So, well, first of all, Dan, thanks very much.
No problem at all, mate. No problem at all.
I really enjoyed reading your blog, and it was written, seemed to be written as a very conflicted football fan, and what seemed to me come across was the fact that the frustration, really, that all this is meant to be really good fun, and we were recording this on Saturday afternoon. Mm. We were just laughing about the fact that Lincoln City have just managed to score a last minute win,
yeah.
and this is all meant to be great, and this is all meant to be fun, and instead it's just kind of become a massive headache, and it's, you know, dividing people, dividing supporters,
yeah.
and it's kind of not what the FA Cup's meant to be about.
No, it's. I mean, the blog we did. I mean, as soon as the news broke, I mean, there's several of us who sort of contribute, and a couple of us were having a chat. We had a bit of a long chat we had Geisley away on the Tuesday, so we drove up for that, and there was a bit of a chat in the car on the way up, and we thought, well, you know, the club really aren't going to respond directly because, you know, they've done a commercial deal, that they're just not going to get involved in that side of it now the deal's done. So
yeah.
We thought, well, there has to be some sort of response. I mean, well, as you've probably seen in the press, our forum went into meltdown,
yeah.
So much so that it's even made the bloody Guardian.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
So we just decided that we needed to put something out. And yeah, it took us two days of spitballing, talking, about 1,000 drafts to try and get something that sort of made a bit of sense, at least.
Yeah, I mean, just sort of to go back to the beginning, really, I guess it must have caught everyone by surprise, really, and the fact that it came out. You rightly point out in your blog that it's not the first time that the newspaper's done this. It's three or four times over the last sort of, I think, 10 to 15 years they've sponsored Crawley Town and a couple of other non-league clubs as well. So it's not an unusual situation, but it's obviously the timing, what with Liverpool Football Club banning the newspaper this week, and also just the fact that, you know, the things like Twitter and Facebook, you know, are much bigger now, so people can kind of, you know, vent their anger easier, for want of a better word.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I'd say most people were probably caught a little bit on the hop by it. I mean, I was involved with our supporters trust, so, you know, I was one of the volunteers selling tickets for Leeds and Arsenal, so we're kind of, you know, we hear things. So we heard there was the possibility of a one-off deal coming out for the Arsenal game,
yeah.
And, you know, a couple of guys were like, oh, you know, I hope it's maybe not the Sun, like they've done previous non-league sides. But then the rumours we heard, it was a betting company. So we were kind of like, well, okay, fair enough. Well, let's wait and see.
Yeah.
No one kind of put two and two together.
Yeah.
And when it dropped, it was kind of like, okay, there you go. So I think most, we knew something was coming, but we didn't know who.
Yeah,
but most people, yeah, it would have been a bit of a surprise to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting how you kind of how you talk about the things like this, because my next question was going to be is the anger that they didn't consult supporters, but then, as you point out in your blog, well, these people are supporters who are running the football club, and it's not like a club like Liverpool where
these guys aren't CEOs getting six figure fees for doing that job. You know, the the guys that run the club are, they are fans. I mean, as I said in the blog, the two guys pretty much at the running the main side of things, Bruce, our chairman, and Dave, who's the chairman of the limited company, but they both started in our supporters club, you know. So it's, I think that's why a lot of the anger's been sort of, you know, unsurprisingly aimed towards the club, that it's a completely cold-hearted business decision to cash in. But maybe it is, but there is also a side to it where these guys are, they're trying to keep a fifth-tier football club running. We're in a ridiculously unique situation. I mean, this will never happen to us again. And their first thought is, you know, the future of Sutton United Football Club going forward. I haven't had a chance to talk to the guys yet to find out sort of what their thoughts and feelings are on it. But I'm going to guess that the Sun connection and the football side of it, and obviously that Hillsborough angle, I'm going to take a punt that it maybe didn't even cross their minds, really. Not in a way that they don't give a shit, that there's so much going on around us at the moment. It's just, yeah, they saw a commercial deal. From what I understand, there was a second deal on the table with another betting company.
Yeah.
But if what I've heard about what we were wanted to do to get that money is true, I can see why they took the Sunbet deal as well.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Hillsborough there and it not coming to mind, and I understand that fans who support other clubs don't think of it as much as Liverpool fans do, but there's a lot of people who've got grievances with that newspaper, isn't there? And different grievances, and it's not just a Hillsborough thing. And I was reading.
I mean, to be honest, when we did the blog, because we always we do it from a football angle. That's our kind of way we do it. So we try to keep it, because the thing is, I mean, as we mentioned, it's the Sun is sort of seen by a lot of people as a toxic brand.
Yeah.
There's so many different things you could pull it apart on. So that's why we try to keep it simple towards the football and more the Hillsborough angle, really.
So you mentioned the money, and it's a lot of money, and I understand lower league football clubs and what an FA Cup windfall does, but does it sort of get to the point, do you think, and I can only ask you to speak for yourself and that's all you're speaking on, but does it sort of get to the point where surely a football club thinks, do you know what, we've done really well out of this already? I read that they made £300,000 from the Leeds game alone. You know, it's going to be more than that in Arsenal. I know they've put the prices up and there's a little bit of, you know, unease about that. I think it's 30 quid to stand, 35 seated, is it? And people were, you know, so they're going to make a lot of money on this game already, aren't they? So that's kind of why it doesn't sit right with me personally, is that, I understand.
To be honest, I can totally understand that point of view. I mean, if it had been done for maybe the third round tie against Wimbledon, because everyone, you get that one big game. Because all the guys have been saying that the Leeds game and the Arsenal game have been bonuses, because the Wimbledon one we knew was the big one.
Yeah.
If we can get this, we're through, we'll get a live game. And then I think everyone expected us to bow out against Leeds. So, I don't know, I can totally, totally understand that point of view, in that, you know, you've had enough money, why would you cash in on that as well? And I've got to be honest, I haven't got an answer for that. Certainly if I was in their position, I've been mulling that over myself. You know, if I was in Bruce and Dave and the board's position, how would I have dealt with that? Would I have sat there and said, well, look, this is another, I don't know the exact fee, but I've heard it's a high five-figure deal. Yeah. Do we want another, I don't know, say 75, 80 grand in the pot, or do we want to, just call it quits there? And I think, again, that's probably where but then you have to have considered the angle of, again, that Sun connection, if you like, and I think they've missed that completely. If I'm brutally honest, I'm talking purely my opinion.
Yeah, sure.
I think they've missed that. I think it's just there's so much going on around and we've just kind of lost. I think maybe if you give them that deal on a normal season, on a normal Saturday, would they have taken it? I don't know. Because, you can see things a lot clearer. You can see things coming. You can sit down. You can actually consider deals. And, is this something we want to do? I don't know. I genuinely don't know what my decision would have been. Because, yeah, I'm a football fan. I know what the Sun means, that brand means to a lot of people, and it's not a good thing. I compared it in the blog to, you know, Indecent Proposal,
yeah,
where you've got a rich guy offering your missus for a night of entertainment, and whilst that money's, you know, nice to have, you're kind of conflicted about it, and it's probably going to cause problems in your relationship. The worst part about it for me is that I know what sort of club we are. I know how we try and conduct ourselves. We always try and do things the right way. We're well known around our level for being, you know, fairly straight. You know, we've never been in a CVA and screwed over creditors. You know, we've never used HMRC as an overdraft. We always try and do things the right way. I don't know. It's difficult. I certainly don't know what decision I'd have made. I've thought about it as much as I did writing that blog. It's one of them things I genuinely don't know what I'd have done in their position.
Have they come out and explained the decision at all? Have they spoken about it, about why they came to the decision?
At the moment, no. I think it's purely just because everything's moving so quickly.
Yeah.
There is going to be a meet the manager, and usually when we do those sort of in-house meetings, Bruce, the chairman, will sit in as well. I'm absolutely sure that when the date for that is announced, that the first question is going to be about the deal.
Yeah.
Absolutely no doubt about that. Sure. And to be honest, I mean, certainly when it happens, I mean, even from our perspective, we're fans, we try and sort of look out for the club as well. We'll try and do something on that as well, so that people can maybe see, so we can at least try and give answers, because there are questions there that need to be answered by, you know, for people like yourself, you know, the wider footballing community, if you like. I don't know if you saw it, Paul Doswell, our manager, did it. We did have the press day on Thursday, and yeah, his presser was very much towards where the money as a whole from the cup run's going.
Sure, so
I think they certainly understand that there's a lot of bad feeling about this.
Yeah, there was some stories, sort of confusing stories as well, coming out about the forums, about whether there was some posts and a thread had been deleted, and there was some talk that the club had asked them to, and then I think there was maybe a bit of a misunderstanding there. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think I don't use the forum myself. Yeah. A few of the lads don't either, but so I've been getting a lot of this secondhand. From what I understand, the way the first thread that was deleted was because the guys, part of the deal was the guys went to Wembley, some of the players, to basically do a photo shoot and I think announce, so that the Sun could announce the deal in the paper. And from what seems to have happened is that it's half term, there was Wembley tours going on, and there was a lad, so all our guys were stood in the tunnel at Wembley with all the gear on, waiting for the photos. And the kids were there lined up to do their tour stuff. And one of the kids had an Arsenal shirt on, and he was hiding it. And the dad thought that was hilarious, took a photo, put it on Twitter, added the club. And then once you do that, it's in the wild. And it was kind of, I think the original thread was removed simply because the deal hadn't been announced yet.
Right.
I think that's what that was. I mean, there's still one on there that's then, when it was officially announced by ourselves, and also by the Sun, that's still there, and there's all the fallout from that as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff around. I know there's, I mean, it's a very separate point, but I know there's been a little bit of talk about how the tickets have been sold and things like that, and that's kind of a bit of a mess. I mean, how much is everything around this game kind of tainted you in, you know, because you should be looking forward to this huge game Monday night. It's absolutely massive, maybe the biggest game in the club's history. That's for you to say, not me. But
definitely,
yeah. But how much has this tainted this, or do you think, you know, Monday night you're still going to be, you know, as excited as ever to kind of welcome Arsenal?
I think when the game comes around, it's a lot of people, I mean, we do it as well. We go to football just because it's your little break from real life, to be honest. That's why, a lot of the time, why you do it. It gives you that little buzz away from your normal everyday. You got to get up, go to work, put food on the table for your family. So it's, you know, I think come Monday evening, I mean, I'm going to be at the club from like 8 in the morning because we're, for some reason, we've been dragged into a load of press stuff as well. So I think come Monday, it'll just be focus on the game, I think. But yeah, I mean, like I say, we were driving up to Guiseley on the Tuesday, and one of the lads, the guy who drove us up, he was one of the guys who was really involved in the ticket inside for the Arsenal game. I was there. I was on the phones doing the selling. He was face to face with the queues. And yeah, the last couple of hours of that was pretty miserable, to be honest, because everyone knew that we'd got something wrong, and it looked like people who shouldn't be missing out were going to miss out. And then there was all the fallout from that, and then on Tuesday the Sun deal broke. So yeah, it's been a bit of a miserable week, really. When we should have just been having a bit of a laugh and looking forward to a massive game of football. So it has tainted it a bit. And the good thing is we've had so much fun in all the previous rounds.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing really, you know, we've had two sellouts at Gander Green Lane that we ticketed. They couldn't have gone any better. So to get something wrong for a game like this, and then when we do a deal like that, it's put a downer on it for a lot of people. But I suppose when the game comes around Monday, that will kind of, maybe not forgotten, but put to one side, enjoy the game, and then we can start, depending on the result, we can let the dust settle and start looking at things with a slightly clearer view, shall we say.
Yeah. Well, I genuinely hope you enjoy the game on Monday, because you should enjoy the occasion, and, you know, fans like yourself who've given your lives to football clubs deserve to enjoy these big nights. So I genuinely hope you enjoy it, even if I'm honest, then I hope you get beat. But
we completely understand that. I mean, seriously, we do. I mean, we know that's why we did the blog. It was to try and give people an insight into why that deal may have been done. You might not agree with it, and that's perfectly fine. We understand that.
Yeah.
But it was just, you know, as a football fan, it conflicted me because of, you know, because of the Sun brand.
Mm.
But I've been involved with the club. I'm not the biggest volunteer down there, but I have been involved. So I know a lot of the guys, and I know what goes into running the place. So I just wanted people to maybe have a bit of a perspective on it. If people, you know, still hate us because of it, there's nothing you can do. You know, that's people's opinion. They're entitled to it.
Okay. Well, we'll link to the blog as part of this. We'll also tweet it out as well. It is a really good read, and you'll get from that how conflicted Dan is. But
it's a rarity for us to be that serious, to be brutally honest. So that itself it makes it a classic. So.
Yeah. Okay. And huge thanks for you to coming on and on a
no
Saturday
problem,
afternoon,
mate.
And speaking so honestly. Cheers. Thanks very much.
Social Podcast Network.